The ambitious goal of the Achievement District is to take schools that are among the lowest performing 5% of schools in the state and move them to the top 25% in the next 5 years. Come August, the state will be running Fraser Elementary, Corning Elementary, and Westside Middle. Last week, the superintendent of the new district held 3 meetings for parents, one at each of those schools. Here's how the meetings progressed: presentation, group discussion, then pizza. During the discussion portion of the meeting at Fraser Elementary, Darlene Jones sat at a clump of desks and talked with other parents about what the new district should do. But the conversation quickly moved away from the new district. Here's Jones.
It's not the teachers not doing their part. So I think it's more so the parents. Because if you look at the turnout here, I'm amazed that it's only like 6 parents here, including me. And it's like, I'm surprised.
I counted 8 parents at the session last week, but keep in mind that about 450 students attend Fraser Elementary, and the organizers of the event clearly expected more people to show up. At least half the chairs laid out sat empty, and there was more than enough food to go around. Jones and other parents left the meeting with an entire box of pizza. There were a couple more parents at the meeting at Corning, but there was also some overlap. For example, Jones attended both. And the turnout at Corning was small enough that the superintendent of the new district said they didn't need to break into groups to talk. The largest turnout was at Westside Middle, where there was a performance by the school choir and the dance team. More than 50 parents, teachers, and kids showed up. There was a lot less pizza left over, but with more than 300 students attending the school, that was hardly a quorum, or even a majority.
That's the cycle. My daughter is 19, and she's a parent. She doesn't know how to be a parent. She still thinks it's okay to put on booty shorts and go outside.
Lisa Collins attended the meeting at Westside, and she also attended the meeting at Corning the night before.
Last night when I left the meeting at Corning, I went through the 3 housing areas that feed into Corning Elementary School. 9:30 at night, children run around playing outside, rather than being in the house getting prepared for bed, because they have to get up at 6:30 to be at school on time.
Collins used to be the president of the parent organization at Corning. Here's how she got parents to meetings.
We passed out gift cards. We raffled off gift cards in order to get parents up there for groceries, for gas, or just Visa gift cards.
And indeed, there was a raffle at each Achievement School District meeting.
Last 3 digits, 475.
Most of the prizes were children's toys. Getting more parents involved is not a problem isolated to the Achievement School District. It's something urban districts struggle with across the country. And it's a hot topic of discussion among the people planning the merger of Memphis and Shelby County schools. Superintendent of the new Achievement School District, Chris Barbick, says there's no magic bullet.
If this were easy, it would have already happened. And so, you know, we're just going to have to be creative, and we're going to have to, you know, roll up our sleeves and just make that a priority for the parents to get involved.
Barbick says there'll be parent meetings every month until school opens. For WKNO News, I'm Eleanor Boudreau.